Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. Dr. William Dunkelberg, former chairman of the business school and dean of the business school at Temple University, and the current and longstanding chief economist at the National Federation of Independent Business. And one of the smartest guys I know, and the guy who's created and has been shepherding the NFIB index of small business optimism for a long time now, over 40 years. He's our good friend, Bill Dunkelberg. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, sir.
It's good to have you.
As good. Tom Keene says on Bloomberg, our index of pessimism.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, okay, before we get into the index, I want to ask you about Janet Yellen, the new chairman of the Fed. She testified, I guess, before Congress again this week, and I missed it somehow. I don't know exactly why, because I heard her first, her introductory interview, and I was impressed with her. She's going to continue, apparently, the drawdown of quantitative easing. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think that the Fed is committed to that now. It's not that they think the problems are over, but I think that even those who have very left-leaning, so to speak, realize that the quantitative easing isn't doing the job. So
right.
While they're piling up $1 trillion of reserves and buying $1 trillion worth of bonds, it's not helping the employment situation. And so they might as well quit, because getting rid of these trillions of dollars of bonds is another problem that we face in the future. And there's no sense in piling that up if you're not getting any progress on the employment side.
Well, I have to tell you, Bill, when you watch what they've done years after it was evident that it wasn't addressing their two charter issues, one being inflation, which was taking care of that, I guess, the other being unemployment. I mean, years after we could tell that what they were doing wasn't helping employment, for them to continue to push money into the system at the benefit of Wall Street and the detriment of Main Street can't make anybody comfortable about what some people think is a Washington Wall Street oligarchy. What do you think?
I agree with that, and again, you look at the people who get appointed to the board and who are appointed to the Treasury. They always tend to be people from like J.P. Morgan or some of these other places.
Yep.
You know, they all have this big, you know, with not too many exceptions. That we don't want to paint them all with a same brush, but they all have this big business New York
Ivy League education background.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly right. And so, if you're out here,
diversity there.
If you're out here on Main Street, what are you supposed to think about all that? And right now, I mean, I think this is as illuminating a time as I've ever seen in my lifetime of showing the cards of. And I'm not a conspiracy kind of guy, Bill, but this is pretty blatant, isn't it?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is, and so there's a. There was a lot of stuff that was done behind the scenes, and probably, you know, maybe appropriately so at the time. But you know, there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff when the economy crashed in 2008. You know, that once we learn about it, it's going to raise the hair on the back of our necks. You know.
Yeah. Oh, there's no question about it. So, but basically, Bill, to net out the index. Your optimism index actually increased by 0.2%, right?
Well, 0.2 points.
Okay, right. I'm sorry. You're right.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to say percent.
Right.
All right. Tell the audience what that means overall.
Well, it means we didn't go anywhere. So
yeah,
point 0.2 divided by 94.
It's almost a rounding error, isn't it?
That's like it's a rounding error, right? So we really didn't see any overall improvement in the index. It didn't move statistically, that's for sure. You could say that was the third monthly increase, but you know, the first monthly increase a couple months ago was a nice size, and then the second one was not bad. This one is like nothing. So we've tapered down to, if I might use that term, we've tapered down to no improvement. And again, you know, the basic reason is that the things that small business owners care about haven't improved. Taxes, right. Energy costs, regulatory problems, uncertainty about what's going on, like nothing's improved.
That's right. And Obamacare, don't forget Obamacare.
Which is still
casting a pall over the entire economy, even now, even today. And I believe will for at least the rest of this year, maybe longer. It's 20 till the hour. We come back, we're going to get into some of the details of the NFIB Small Business Optimism Index. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.